The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We'll leave it this in is why they're talking to the willies, isn't it? Because
they have the willies there as a backup.
That way.
I mean, the irony of that.
Slagging off women into willies. That's 70% of podcasts.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Pottering with me, Tom Allen. And my guest today is Gabby Best. Gabby has been a very good friend of mine for a number of years, and you may know her as the neighbour in Alan Carr's Changing Ends, the hilarious sitcom about his early life growing up in Northampton. You may also know her because we worked together on a radio series called Tom Allen Is Not Very Nice, which we did for Radio 4 a number of years ago. Gabby is one of the people I'd say has funny bones. She's an amazing writer and such a hilarious person. I love her and I'm so glad she's joining us for this episode of Pottering. Gabby, thank you very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure. We've threatened to see each other for about a year and not done it, so this was the way, wasn't
it? And now we know the route, so that's
fine. I got dropped at the wrong house, didn't I?
Oh, yes, that's true. Yes.
I've met your neighbours.
That. Well, that's nice. Very nice neighbours. We're very lucky.
They seemed lovely.
Gabby, do you have a garden?
I did. I no longer do. Basically, I did a lot of renting in my youth and made a meal out of some fire escapes.
Oh, good for you.
Pot plants on the fire escape.
Yeah, lovely. Was there ever a fire?
No.
Well, then you're fine.
Because I'd have been buggered if there was.
Oh, my God, I'm just running from this fire and tripping over a begonia. Terrible.
They did used to fall off in high winds, which is probably a health and safety hazard.
Look, if it looks nice, don't think twice.
Squashed a snail.
Not a human.
It happens. It's fine.
Oh, that's lovely. So I like that. I've always enjoyed a potted garden.
You're being so sweet about my fire escape when you were sitting the secret garden.
Well, as I always say, I don't know what I'm doing here. I shouldn't have this space.
Looks like you do.
Well, no, I mean, I've added a couple of bits. A lot of it was here when I moved in. I don't know anything. And I have guidance along the way, but I don't know what I'm doing. And I think, actually, a few pots is where I feel most comfortable.
Did you introduce this pot? This is a lovely pot.
This one was a gift from Alfie's granddad, who's called Pot Pop.
So it's called Pot Pot.
Pot Pot.
Pot Pot gave you a pot?
Yeah, not Pol Pot, the dictator, but Pot Pop gave us a pot, yeah.
That is a beautiful pot and from so Pot Pop.
Yeah, well, I didn't think anything would come of it. Alfie bought the dahlia that goes in the middle, and then my mum, I think, bought the trailing geraniums. I bought the lobelias around the side. Just sort of shoved.
You've all chipped. That's lovely. So
that
everyone has chipped in to the pot, pot, pot.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I never think of things like that.
Very poetic, Tom.
Oh, you know.
That's family in one pot.
Sometimes family reveals itself. I
and you've got a lovely trampoline here.
Well, the trampoline is obviously everyone's favourite feature. That was here when I moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gotten rid of it. Oh, there's a plane. Oh,
it is. I thought it was a pond covering. Is it an actual trampoline?
Yeah, we can have a go on it if you like.
I love a bounce. Maybe not right now.
Have your biscuit first,
yeah,
and then we'll go on it. But it's there. And the thing is, I was going to get rid of it.
Don't.
And then my niece had a go on it.
Yeah.
Who is two. She loved it. And then
you're
my mum
okay.
said, yeah. You can't get rid of that.
You can't introduce that to a niece and then take it away.
And then say, but I put in my fabulous new
greenhouse
potting shed space.
No.
They don't get on board with that. And of course we have the bells. It's all happening, the bells.
It is so romantic.
What do you think?
I mean, look, listen, feel.
Well, that plane is taking ages to go.
It's taking the edge off, to be honest.
Sure, we've all got a cross to bear. That second runway at Gatwick is really... It's really going to eat into my tranquility.
Oh, but look.
But then the church bells.
This is...
It's a lovely way to spend a morning.
This is so, you don't get this on the fire escape. I don't even have that fire escape anymore. I don't know why I'm banging on about it. I just remember...
You still go back to it.
Exactly.
But I think that's lovely. And I think actually a smaller space, to my mind, is... No, I'm not saying this. I know, sorry. This is very easy for me to be like, I've got a garden. If you haven't got a garden like me, I mean, good luck. But, no, I prefer... No,
I have a garden in my mind, you know, that's where I go.
A lovely thing to say.
Yeah.
In your mind.
That's where you go. You know when they give you... I had to have an MRI recently, and I'm fine. And they tell you to go somewhere nice, don't they? In your mind.
Yes.
And I briefly did go. I then went to all sorts of stressful places, but I did briefly go to a garden.
Oh, that's good. Because I always struggle with any kind of mindfulness and meditation.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're awful at it.
I'm terrible. Because I tried to do mindfulness with Adrienne, because I like yoga with Adrienne.
Is she still going?
Well, I think so. I mean, I watched the same 5-minute wake-up yoga
video
over and over again. I assume she's still going.
Well, no,
she's...
I didn't. That sounds awful. But she was... huge in lockdown and just after, wasn't she?
Maybe
I just wondered if maybe she'd retire.
Well, she might be a robot. That's what's happening to all of us.
She might be.
But the mindfulness one, she was like, just take a moment, just breathe. And when I'm doing a stretch or something with her, I'm fine.
With her, yeah.
But
that's how you feel. That's how she makes you feel.
She's very good like that. She's a great online content creator. But when I just had to think, all I did was worry about the things I haven't done.
Of course. Because you're a busy man with a lot on your plate.
We're all busy. We've all got plates stacked up from the buffet of life.
We have. Mm. It's very, very difficult. Some people can just do it, I think. And I know they say that if you practice enough, you'll get there. But I think I've given it a good go and it's not
That's what
happening.
I feel. I feel like I've done a lot and enough is enough.
Yeah.
And I did download a trial on a meditation app. Forgot to cancel the trial.
God bless
trial.
You, Tom.
Forgot to cancel the
trial. Of
course,
trial. You're probably paying $11.99 a month for that.
Got charged £60.
Yeah.
I was furious.
Yeah. Then you need to meditate to calm down
That's,
from that.
I mean,
so
I was
to be
like...
honest, they've got a business plan there and it's working.
Every time I went to try this meditation app, I was like, yeah, I'm going to feel so much better.
Furiously. At the cost of it.
Choosing which guide I was going to have and then just hating all of them.
Did it used to pop up as well with...
You haven't
time for your meditation today.
Yeah.
Make time for your meditation today.
Make time for you. Yeah, none of that.
No.
But then I think as well, a lot of it's to do with perfectionism, isn't it? I've been thinking about that a lot. Like how there's such a culture of like, you must wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Journal, spend time in nature.
Your gratitude.
Gratitude. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to...
No, I just think... Let me do my gratitude list while I'm doing a dart wash I can't make the time. I can't carve out 5 minutes specifically for a gratitude list. Are you mad?
And then what I try to do with the gratitude list is I'll like go, oh, I'm grateful for a beautiful garden. And then I go, yeah, who do you think you are to have that garden? You don't even appreciate
Tom.
It enough. Like, this is the only time you appreciate it when you write it on a list.
Tom.
Why aren't you like properly absorbing it?
Yeah. One for the therapist, isn't it? You do deserve that. You've worked bloody hard for this garden.
No. I've cheated and I've lied. And I'll say it, I've murdered a few people.
You are one of life's toe rags.
I love being here, actually. And
next to the verbena.
Well, Gabby, you know, you say you haven't got a gun, but you knew...
I knew that was verbena.
That was verbena. You're getting ready.
We actually established that about 10 minutes before we started recording, but I just thought I'd slip it in there.
No, you're very good.
I do like a bit of verbena.
It's lovely. The trouble I find is that it's a self-seeder. So if you don't keep an eye, it will, as you can tell, pop up everywhere it pleases, which I don't mind. It's not like it's hideous.
But you don't want it everywhere. When you've curated your garden so beautifully.
Well, I mean, it's evolved over time, really. I've just
rogue verbena.
An onslaught of verbena.
I might tell my son that that's what they make ribena from because it does kind of rhyme and it is purple, although then he's going to try and squash it and drink it. No, let's not do that.
I was going to say, just be careful with
that. Talk myself out of it.
Does your son not like his ribena?
Do you know what? He would, and I've never really pushed it. I haven't pushed the ribena yet. I think we've got time. He's only 4.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
Do you like to spend time in nature? What do you guys like to do?
With my son.
Do you like to spend time with your son? Or
when I have
you? Yes.
Do I like to spend time in nature? Do you know what? I used to live in North London near Waterlow Park. Have you ever been there?
Many times.
And that, apparently, because I got so obsessed with this park, yeah, for all sorts of reasons, especially during, I've mentioned lockdown twice, get over it.
No, we all are.
Looms large. Yeah. But I went there a lot, and so I started looking into the history slightly. And it was gifted by Sir Something Waterlow as a garden for the gardenless.
Oh, what a lovely thing.
Isn't that nice? Which is why it's one of the few places you can still, I think, have barbecues, have children's parties without any kind of application.
You can leave your fridge freezer in.
Run nude across it, hang your washing out. I did both of those things, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely, because it's always such a lovely view, because it's at the point where they have the wishing well, don't they, for Dick Whittington, turn again, Dick Whittington, Lord Mayor of London. Wasn't that the story that he was leaving London?
Oh, was it? Waterlow, via Waterlow.
Because it's the Whittington Hospital.
Because it's right by, I was going to say, which is where my son was born. I think it's the most beautiful place in London. And the view is amazing. I mean, the Heath is obviously great. Everyone knows about the Heath. For my money, get yourself to Waterlow as well.
I think you're right. Very nice big McDonald's very nearby.
In the middle of Waterlow Park.
In the middle of Waterlow Park. I sponsored it. That was my gift.
It's what Sir Waterlow would have wanted.
People don't realise it.
He loved a quarter pounder of cheese.
He supersized it. but I think that's lovely, though. I think as well, there are lovely ways to enjoy gardening, regardless of how big your garden is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just use my parents' garden. I just go around my parents' almost. And we've got a little communal garden now.
Oh, good.
My ambition is to one day, because the place we were at previously, the last place, had a big garden and I had grand ideas and never did any of it because I was too busy. So it has also proved to me that you do really need to be on it, don't you?
Well,
I had these wafty kind of visions.
I think, again, it's that perfectionism, isn't it, that we all see online, like the perfect house or the perfect garden.
Yes.
And go, we should. Yeah. Why can't I? I should be able to do that. This person seems busy. You know, people have help. People have more time.
True.
People, you know, and also people only show you the best bit. They don't show you the cruddy bit around the corner.
Although I do know a lot of very busy people like yourself who do keep a beautiful garden. So it's just a case of getting up early, isn't it?
Yes, let's say it's that. I also have a bit of help.
Do you?
But
what was that? Say a little bit louder.
Yes, I do have some help with the maintenance. Thank you to.
Do you have a gardener?
I wouldn't. Well, yeah, yes, Rob.
Rob.
Not Rob Beckett.
Okay, I was going to say.
I was saying he would be terrible. But he does do Rob Beckett's garden as well. But he helps with the maintenance.
Does he? Mm. Rob does Rob Beckett's garden. No, this is good. This is good. This is honest. This is like, you know, when people win Oscars and don't thank their nanny. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, how true.
Thank the nanny.
How true. Yeah, no, I'll say it. Rob the gardener is a cherished part of my life.
Where did you find him?
Under a bush, actually.
I was going to say. Was he just squatting here when you moved in?
Under a little toadstool. I found him through Rob Beckett.
He recommended him.
And he is the man with the know-how to sort of, if I say, oh, I want to put in meadow flowers, he says, well, this is the way we could do it.
Right. Because this is a nice mix of, like, wild and organised.
Well,
do you know what I mean? That's not the right,
terminology. When I moved here, it was very organised with the hydrangeas either side. Very neat, simple to look after. I overcomplicated it by wanting to put in more things. And then Rob recommended the scalloped lawn.
Yeah.
And then
he was right too.
And putting in a more of a sort of cottage garden thing. Then I bought the urn in the middle, which sort of was bought by mistake.
I was going to ask if you put that in or that was already here. It's a lovely dramatic centrepiece, Tom.
Well, thank you, Gabby. I mean, when I got it, I openly laughed because I hadn't checked the size of it when I bought it online.
I thought
it was just going to be perfect for my doll's house. And then here it is, which at first made the garden look like a cemetery.
No,
but now,
no. If this was a musical, I'd be swinging around that with a lover.
Oh, you know, well, when you arrived here, you actually referenced Little Orphan Annie.
Well, that's how when I turned up at your house, Tom, I felt like little Orphan Annie.
And let's
say, I think I'm going to like it here.
I've got more than a passing resemblance to Daddy Warbucks.
True.
I think that would be a good role for me. I'm putting that there.
I always wanted to be Annie, and you could be... This is...
Oh, my goodness. This is perfect. This is perfect. You can hear the truck arriving now.
I don't think there'd be anything sinister about a 41-year-old Annie either.
No, I don't think at all.
I think people would go with that.
100% they would. People need these stories reinvented.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't know what that truck was going past.
I thought it was coming through the house at one point.
I thought it might be a drone. I'm a bit worried about drones.
Just generally or today specifically?
It's hard to tell. But
did you wake up with just a drone dread in your stomach?
No.
Today's the day. They're coming for me.
I woke up this morning. No, I had many worries this morning. But not drones. But they say about drones are going to be the new thing that are going to deliver all our deliveries, and some people say...
What, just like drop an Amazon package in your garden?
Exactly. But the trouble is, if you hear them, they're like...
Yeah.
So it would be quite an awkward noise, I think.
Also, they'd be everywhere. If you think that thing, how much stuff is being delivered moment to moment, there'd be too many drones in the sky.
Yeah, that's what I think. And then drone taxis are a thing now.
What?
I don't understand how they
what
work.
What do you mean?
Yeah, apparently, in very flashy places, I don't know if you just have to hold on... Or if you get
no,
into it.
Sorry, no.
That, apparently it's the truth, Gabby, it's happening.
What, you're like hang gliding off a drone?
I don't know if it's as dangerous as that.
That can't be. There'd have to be rules, you'd have to be... Think of the health and safety just to go on a ride.
But in the future, health and safety...
Well, in the future. The Jetsons in the future.
Yeah, it's all very Meet George Jetson, isn't it? And that maid.
Missed that show.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That show I like. And Mr. Ben. Did you ever watch that?
Mr. Ben.
The creature just died, didn't he?
Oh, sad story. What bird is that? Sorry. That bird is communicating with us.
A magpie?
Is it? Maybe.
Excuse
me. What strange...
What creature is that?
Oh, it's a magpie. Is it just one magpie? I do have to salute it. Hello, Mr. Magpie.
I can hear one.
Do you not do that? Sorry.
Yeah, no. People do that.
Oh, gosh, I can't.
What? What are you worried
about? I don't like to... One magpie upsets me. It's a worrying sign. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for girl, four for boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for secret, never to be told. But you increasingly see solitary magpies. It's something to do with global warming.
Oh, no.
And so they're bloody everywhere. So I'm saluting 50 times a day and it's just become a part-time job.
Maybe you could introduce one magpie to the other one.
What, like a matchmaking service for magpies?
Match pies.
No, that's not quite.
That sounds nice. But it does suggest you're saluting quite a lot, which would suggest you are a kind of...
Yeah, it probably looks...
Like a shell-shocked soldier.
You have
walking
to,
around
though.
Waterloo Park.
You have to. That's a busy morning.
That's
got repetitive strain injury, am I right?
You went private's on parade.
Is she okay? No, she's not on many levels.
Private Benjamin over there.
Oh, but when you see two together, it's... Yeah.
It's a joy.
It's a joy.
Presumably they must come together at some point, otherwise there wouldn't be any new ones.
Yeah, that's
Sorry.
A good point.
Talking about the birds and the bee.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Quite literally. We do get birds here. We do get bees here, rather. I mean, if anything,
they're
slightly annoying.
I imagine you get birds and bees here, right? Look at it. Yeah. Look at the setup. I mean, and you've got a rabbit stuck to the wall.
Stuck to the wall, yeah, not a real... But yes, he's stayed. Actually, he was here when we arrived. And I like to keep him. I like to keep a sense of the history as well.
Yes.
Place. You know, like, we're just, all of us are just here for a short time.
We're just passing through.
Which, again, is one of those things I feel like I should engage with.
Don't think about it.
But
just
it's best.
Yeah, I think a lot of things
drink,
are best
don't
just
worry about it.
Squashed down and ignored. I really
Finally,
do.
Finally, somebody said it.
Too much chatting.
Gabby, this is the app you need to...
For those who've tried meditation and in fact realise they just need to squash it down, put it in a drawer and never think about it again.
Absolutely, like a little air fryer of feelings.
Just...
That's what I find freaky about air fryers.
That you put your feelings in them?
No, but they're like a drawer. You're like, you put like a chicken in a drawer and
I don't understand. My brother's really into his. I can't quite get my head around it. They do make a good wedge though.
Yeah, apparently they're very good for chips.
Yeah.
Air fryers. Air fryers and meditation. I think most of the world has just sat around listening to people talk about their air fryers
and
meditation. Yeah. And everybody else is thinking, God, I wish I could. Wish I had time
I
to get
I
away from this.
I wish I could air fry and I wish I could meditate.
But I can't.
I'd like to get in that drawer myself sometimes.
Oh, I sometimes think about that. Mm. Or I sometimes have a fantasy on a busy day that I'm lying at the bottom of a wardrobe. Do you ever have that?
You could do that. That's possible. That is not beyond you.
Just hide there.
Do you want to go do that now?
Maybe I should.
Which is all sit in silence. You should do that later. It's very Narnia.
It is quite C.S. Lewis, actually, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, I should have loved that.
Oh,
did you watch it at school?
Yeah, well, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Mm. I mean, I actually rewatched some of it not that long ago. And oh, yeah. I mean, it is the animatronics, but it's still beautiful. That and the Secret Garden.
Oh, yes. Do you remember? Ice baths.
Colin, Dickon. One of my first major crushes, Dickon, from the Secret Garden.
Really?
Yeah.
We went to see it with the school, actually. It was like a proper cinema trip we went to.
Did you?
From the Odeon, yeah. Maggie Smith, I was going to say, was in it, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And that idea, actually, that stuck with me. That idea of they just throw those seeds out. Yeah. Do you remember when they have that, yeah, like, gay abandon?
Yeah.
And it, then you see it in a sort of montage.
Just bubble up, yeah, through the seasons.
Yeah, lovely.
What a film. What, oh, a film.
I'd like to watch that again.
There's a musical of it as well.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. Oh. Oh, could I just take a moment of your time to talk to you about Thrive? Thrive delivers meals to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in minutes, which frees up time to spend doing the things you love, like perhaps gardening. They are made without any ultra-processed foods. That's no UPFs and no artificial flavors. But they are prepared by their in-house chefs, so it means that they taste like your favorite home-cooked meal. Thrive is short for Food to Thrive. And if you'd like to give it a go, go to thrive.co.uk, that's thrive.co.uk/Tom to get 40% off your first box. Use the code Tom to get 40% off your first box and then 20% off boxes 2 and 3. So why not give Thrive a go to meet all your goals in 2026?
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That bird is taking.
Do you know what I do miss about a garden? I genuinely miss being able to, like, I know sunbathing is very unfashionable.
Oh, I love it though.
But I do miss.
I love it.
I had quite bad skin as a teenager, and my mum would say, my mum would get out in the sun.
Get in the sun, it's good
get
for you.
Get in the sun.
That, the rays.
She was never happier than when I was revising on a sun lounger. Because she knew it was clearing my skin up and I was getting my work done. That's what my mum wanted me doing.
90s and early 2000s were a different... We have to remember they were a
fry
different
yourself. The doctor recommended a sunbed. I used to go for sessions.
Why was there some truth in it? I don't know.
I mean, it does work. It also ages you. I mean, I should sue.
Well, yes.
But I looked fantastic.
I mean, I bet.
Absolutely weirdly tanned all year round. It was great. I'm now, obviously, I look 112.
No,
but
don't. That's ridiculous.
Back then, that was the advice.
Yeah.
Get out in the sun. Oh. Don't you dare put the sun cream on. My mum would, like, bat it out of my hand. Or it'd be, like, factor 4.
Oil.
Oil,
my mum,
yeah,
loved oil. A tanning oil.
Oil.
Pizbuin.
Yeah. Pizbuin.
Biswan. What was the other one?
Ombre Solaire.
Ombre Solaire.
We were Ombre Solaire. You were one or the other, weren't you? We were Ombre Solaire.
Gosh, that was a way of really grouping us at that time. That was the way we were polarised back then.
Exactly. Were you Pizbuin or Ombre Solaire?
Ombre Solaire. Which were you? Oh, factor 5. Ooh, yeah. We were a bit burnt. Yeah. Did you get burnt yesterday?
But got lovely to be burnt because then it crisps off, your spots are gone. All's good. And I had really red hair, so it was not advisable.
Oh, perfect.
I did used to tan.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't let myself anymore so much.
I can tan. People are often surprised that I do tan.
No, I can see that in you.
I get a bit, but I have to be careful on the old, you know, top, because, of course, that's my dad always said to me, make sure, even in the cloudy weather,
yeah,
put sun cream, yeah, put a hat on, yeah, or put a hat on. He didn't say both.
Cream and a hat.
Cream and a hat.
And then cream on the, cream on the hat.
Cream, yeah, on the hat. You can't be too careful. And then, because the sun, the rays coming straight down.
Yeah, of course.
Straight down to your head. So.
That really is taking the load.
But, you know, you can't, yeah. Well, I suppose that's it. You've got to be responsible, haven't you?
You have.
But those were the days back then.
It's not that long ago that we were frying ourselves deliberately, though. The turnaround, the change is, you know.
Tanning shops still exist.
Yeah, but do you ever, isn't it mainly for like spray tans? I mean, people must still use the beds, but not to that extent.
With the funny.
The goggles.
Yeah, or the little foil things you put over your eyelids. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, how dangerous must it have been that you needed to wear like these kind of like horrific radiation suits?
But the smell, I loved the smell in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but there was, yeah. Just 5 minutes, three times a week for 10 years, you'll be fine.
Looking insanely good.
Have you been away? Yeah, up the high street. Again.
Yeah, went down Caterham, because I know you're from South London as well, Gabby.
New Malden.
New Malden on the Northern Line, I think that is.
No, that's Morden. They're oft confused. People either think you mean Malden, where the salt is from, in Essex, or Morden. This is New Malden, in between Kingston and Wimbledon, basically.
You're further west. You're much further west. On the district?
No, overground, but you're like here. Wimbledon's district, so this really is gripping chat now, isn't
it? The thing is, Gabby, when I started this book,
what route did you take? Let's get my city mapper out. How would I get here if I was coming?
So if I was coming from New Malden today, what way would you go? South Circular, or would you go? The thing is, what I've always said, Gabby, is on podcasts, there's a lot of men who want to talk about how you better yourself, how you use your time more productively. Yeah. They're either doing that, or, and it's often men, with the microphones in front of them, which I think, I'm going to say it in a Freudian way, quite phallic.
Of course.
And
you and your willies, honestly. All of
they
you.
They love it. They've
give
got
it a rest.
Microphone knobs out. Yeah. And then it's either that or they're saying, I think we should talk about the truth. Let's talk about the truth. Whereas actually, I mean, a lot of this is just birds tweeting. And I think that's enough for people.
People want, but they don't want the truth, especially not at like 9 in the morning on a commute.
No,
they
thank you.
They want birds tweeting and chats about tube routes.
That's it.
I knocked my bubble.
You knocked your
I'm
bubble
so
there,
sorry, Gavis. I knocked my bubble.
No, people don't want sound quality on a podcast.
No, why would they?
We'll leave it in.
This is why they're talking to the willies, isn't it? Because
they have the willies there
as a backup.
That
way.
I mean, the irony of
slagging that. Off women into willies. That's 70% of podcasts. That's not full of it's oh god it's all it's god. Absolutely it's going to shit because, here sorry yeah, there we
I
are
know. It's because I say like oh you know we don't need to worry about the sound it's fine, it's fine.
I'd say that's the one thing you do
you
need,
to,
worry
about on the audio
I'll worry about it for you there
you,
we are
Gabby. I know I'm such a maverick in my mind.
What I love about Tom Allen's podcast is that you can't hear it.
You can't hear anything.
That really
it sounds
is,
like these people sort of talking in a different room.
That's what distinguishes it from all other podcasts.
You know, there's a lot of podcasts
completely inaudible.
He's taken his time to do a podcast. Admittedly, he's doing it at the time when everybody else is doing a podcast. He's doing it on a subject he doesn't actually know that much about. He
you
talks
knew
to people without
Verena?
A garden.
Yeah, yeah exactly. I mean, it was only when I was on my way here that I thought, oh, yeah, that probably is.
He's really.
Yeah, probably meant to have a garden.
Onto something. He's acing something. Look, I'm just sick of all these formats and these people saying they're going to get to the truth of the matter. Well, there's my truth. There's my truth.
Yeah. Your truth is you don't care about sound and you've not researched your guests. That's the truth.
I've not researched my guests. Or,
no, to be fair.
To be honest, or the overarching theme of the podcast. I barely know anything about gardening.
Look, it's just a vessel for other chat, isn't it?
Well, as I said to Dan on Channel 5 News, when I was talking to him about this, I
that's
said...
It's a name drop and a half,
well,
isn't it?
I just want to say we've got a lot. We've had a lot of coverage on this. It's very... We're doing so well. Thanks, everybody. I can't remember.
As you said to Dan on Channel 5 News...
I can't remember what I said. I said, you get a more natural conversation with people because you sat in nature.
That's so true.
A natural chat. That would have been an easier way of saying it, wouldn't it? Should have just put that as the log line of that.
No, we got there in the end and it was a beautiful sentiment. Don't...
Thank you.
Don't lose faith. It was lovely.
A lot of people, of course, will know you from your fabulous work on the sitcom Changing Ends, the story of Alan Carr's
little Alan.
Early life.
Yes.
I did do some research.
You did. I'm not actually in that note, imagine.
Are you thinking of...
oh, God, you've got the wrong person.
Oh,
that's awkward.
God, sorry, who yeah. are you?
Never Maybe, seen it in
sure
my life.
You sure I'm not actually supposed to go and see my neighbours?
I'm next door's gardener, actually.
I just... No, Alfie, my partner, I didn't mention this earlier, was so starstruck that you were here. He is obsessed.
That's so funny. I mean, the nice thing is I'm completely unrecognisable because I have a massive wig and I'm gurning in most of it. But
no, well, yes. Yeah. But, in a fun way, in a good way.
Yeah.
But the Alfie did say, is that her natural hair? When you've got that
I
very...
I wish, the volume.
I don't think she dyes it. I think that's a wig.
Wait till you see the new wig.
Oh, it's got bigger.
Oh my God, it's gone very Brian May.
Oh, so to explain to anybody
yes,
who
of course,
foolishly hasn't watched Changing Ends, it's kind of a recreation
yes.
of Alan Carr's growing up
yeah.
as the, let's say, flamboyant camp yeah. son of a football manager dad in Watford, set in the 1980s.
Northampton.
Alan, not Watford.
I had to correct you there, sorry. Alan would have killed me.
But it's Alan pops in to narrate it.
Yeah, so you see Big Alan and Little Alan side by side.
Which is
quite
very
poignant.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And you play the demonic,
homophobic neighbour.
Homophobic
yeah.
neighbour, which
yeah.
is so, such a fun character.
It is. I've not played that level of evil before, and it's great.
Well, I've known you for a long time, Gabby, and we've worked together at various points, and I've always known how brilliantly, naturally funny you are. And like one of the few people I'll say, funny bones. You're always so funny and such
oh,
a
God.
Wonderful insight. But I feel like what's so amazing about it is that this show really feels like a perfect way for you to show off your comedic and your acting and your use of wigs.
It's a nice, my use of wigs, that's the main thing, yeah. It's, no, it's such a nice, yeah, such a nice project. And I write it with Alan now, series 3 and 4 and some of 2. So it means that from the very beginning, I'm just basically sat in a room with him listening to his stories of growing up.
How lovely.
His life is, I mean, watch it. I won't spoil it, especially the next 2 series. There's a lot happening.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Ollie, little Ollie, who plays...
Oh, yes.
...is incredible.
Because they took ages to find it. I remember Alan
oh,
was constantly...
Oh, my God,
like,
ages, yeah.
...putting posts up going like, well, if you'd like to interview yeah. for my
yeah.
Sitcom, I need someone to play the young me. And,
yeah.
And then, like, 3 months later, it'd be like,
we're still working. I know. Well, honestly, it's such a delicate thing Ollie has to do. And he was having to do it at, like, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Because you know? There's a lot. It's proper, full-on acting alongside...
As with all good sitcoms, there's so much heart to it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, there's an episode... Thank you.
Yeah, no, you agree.
Bird
You've agreeing. Watched it.
See, the birds agree. I'm
that's actually
like,
our target
yeah, that's,
demographic.
That's our only listener.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, it's got great heart to it.
Yeah, it's moving,
you know,
dare I say.
Yes, the bird agreed again. Another plane's coming.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's that episode we were rewatching from the second series where one of the fans is slating Alan's dad for his son.
Yeah.
And for saying his son's gay. And
yeah.
I mean... I can having grown up in that world, I can imagine
horrendous.
That he might not have just said gay. I imagine
no,
he might
yeah,
have said
yeah.
another word.
I mean pre-watershed.
Pre-watershed, but
interpretation.
But it's so beautifully handled because it shows. Spoiler alert, no, it's not really spoiling anything.
No,
but
no.
it's his dad, despite being a football
yeah.
manager, you might assume wouldn't know how to handle it. He actually responds very instinctively and
yeah.
very defensively for his son, and it's such a lovely moment. And I thought everybody in that moment actually is extraordinary.
Yeah, there's so much of it is, it's a fine line, isn't it? Because you obviously it's a funny show and it's a comedy first and foremost,
so
but you do have to tell the truth of it, and it's really upsetting, some of it, and also beautiful. And yeah, it was a different time, obviously, so there was a lot, he faced a lot, and this is a really lovely way of him exploring that, where he, because obviously we all know Alan, he's a laugh a minute, but he's able to now tell some of that story
yes, yeah.
alongside the laughs. And I think it's really important. He gets letters, you know, from people saying that, you know, they felt the same. It was similar for them growing up. I think it's really important. We haven't seen it, I don't think, told in that way.
No.
So, yeah, it's like a delicate mix, but hopefully very funny.
Oh, very funny. And you are so brilliant in it.
Oh, stop.
And it is such a... I remember... Because she's so demonic, your character.
Oh, my God.
She's so horrible. Like, she's really got it in for Alan from quite a young age
yeah.
as the neighbour. She senses that he's different and she doesn't...
I've got a theory. I've got a theory. Yeah. Because you have to find something... you know, you have to find the crack, don't you?
Yeah.
Not literally. to empathise with your...
But I do smoke crack, actually. Yeah. So I'm
she
always looking for
looks
crack.
Like she smokes crack. Oh, no, don't come out. But she... I think she is jealous of Christine and Alan's relationship.
Yes.
Because her son doesn't really have the time of day for her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I think she knows that Christine and Alan are going to be tight forever and she's going to lose Charlie at some point. That's not to excuse it. She's a horror. She's an absolute horror. But I think that might be
what's behind it. Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think that's what's so wonderful about your portrayal in it is that, well, I remember seeing people like that and being like very... When I was a kid, and I was different, certainly, and I knew I was gay from sort of about 10 or 11, I suppose.
Yeah.
But knew I had to hide it. But then there were people who like pick up on it, and some people would allow you to be kind of yourself.
God, allow,
And isn't that strange? And then other, and you feel very confident and very at ease with yourself.
Yeah.
And then other people, they'd sniff it out, and they'd be like, why are you doing, and they'd always be like... at you with the whys. Why? Which is such a, I always think, such a controlling thing.
Oh, because so controlling. It's also fear, isn't it? Anything vaguely different or, you know.
Of course.
And jealousy as well, because he's very entertaining.
Yes, absolutely. And people feel like, oh.
He's stealing the limelight from her, possibly.
Yes, absolutely. And she is kind of a kind of stereotype of the 80s in that she's very into this kind of consumerist, capitalist kind of dream. It's all very kind of like a suburban version of Rivals.
Yes, yes.
You know, the cascades of...
Demonstrable wealth. Well, not wealth, but, you know, she's... Yeah, she's flash in her own way.
Which human beings have always done, I think, as well. It's very human.
And, you know, that kind of close-knit suburban thing where everyone's sticking their nose in each other's business.
Yeah, which I've grown to quite like, actually.
Well, it's... Yeah.
What's life for, if not for that?
When you've got neighbours as nice as the one I met when I stormed into the wrong house. Excuse me, morning. Don't mind the yogurt. Yeah. No, he's very nice.
Gabby, I like to involve people in a little task whilst we're out here.
Go on. Do I need wellies?
No, I don't think so. Unearthing potatoes.
Oh, my God. Please. I'll feel like something out of a Catherine Cookson novel.
Do you know what? A Catherine Cookson adaptation doesn't get the respect it deserves, I think.
Oh, they are some of my earliest televisual memories.
The Cinder Path.
Oh, the Cinder Path.
Do you remember that? Where they make the servants walk along a path of boiling hot coals to punish them. That wasn't that long, and then the First World War comes along, and they get the revenge. Oh, it's harrowing.
I want to watch that again, actually. I wonder if you can.
And I think that was played by Lloyd Owen.
Owen!
And I used to lodge in his sister's house in Kentish Town.
Only you would have a direct link to a Catherine Cookson adaptation, Tom.
Look, this is what I mean. The top level celeb gossip. The truth. The reason for
being... I've got to check if... Is Lloyd Owen the one I'm thinking of? He played the young man. Yeah.
I think. Didn't he play the young man made to walk along the cinder?
Yes, I can see his face.
And do you know what else you know him from?
What?
Monarch of the Glen.
Not allowed to do that. Yes, Monarch of the Glen.
And then we have our mutual friend Monica, and I call her
Monica of the Glen.
Monica the Glen.
Love Monica.
And you know Monica. We'll just tell this because you did a story. You did a show with her.
Yep. Lest we forget.
Lest we forget. Called Cheap.
With Noel Edmonds.
Hosted by the great Noel Edmonds. And the only story I remember from it, I unfortunately didn't catch the program when it went out. But the only story I remember is that everyone had. Was it you guys? There was a few of you having to do like little skits around the main
quiz. Well, not quiz, like game show,
And then there was a time when everybody on the crew had...
Norovirus. And two of the other... So there were a few character actors who would sort of, move around Noel. Those two had norovirus.
Great.
I also had norovirus, but I felt weirdly confident that I could hold off the vomiting part of norovirus until we'd finished filming. But what actually happened was we would film three back-to-back a day, did it, and each time I came on, I'd have to go off and puke into a bucket and go back on again. That is nothing if not professional.
And didn't Russell Grant come on as a guest?
Yes, he did. I did a little tango with him.
There you go.
Stinking a puke. He was so nice.
Yeah, well, he had his fortune read that day. Anyway.
We've got to unearth potatoes.
We've got to look at potatoes, Gabby. Come on. We can go on that. We can bounce our way there if you like.
I'd love to.
People don't often...
Oh, my God. Oh, can I...
Fun, right? Fun.
Can this fun. Take the weight of both of us? Yeah, is this safe?
We'll find out. It's quite fun, isn't it?
This is like, do you know that if children bounce for 2 minutes a day, their yes. legs grow? Actually, really? I'm going to say it out loud. I think it's an urban legend.
When I moved here and it was here, I thought, I'll use that every day. And
well, you should.
But I don't, you know, and I should, shouldn't I?
Maybe you should make it the first and last thing you do every day.
Hey, I like that. This would be a meditation, wouldn't it? Just like...
Yeah. Oh, this is
10 lunch. Minutes bouncing.
This isn't unearthing potatoes, though, is it, Tom?
No, I feel this like, is... Sorry,
I feel like we've got...
I was thinking what a great thing for me that would be to do.
If you are ever stuck emotionally, intellectually, I think just bounce your way out of it.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, Gabby, I brought you down to the fountain. We're just standing by the trickling fountain, which...
It's a lovely spot.
It either makes it sound like we're in a public convenience or we are in the garden. But, you know, let's hope people will assume. And I'm here next to the bay tree, which I just pointed out. It's got little caterpillars growing under the leaves, which is...
Yeah, you did just say you want to destroy all the caterpillars,
I do,
didn't you?
It's just all... It's. Yeah. I always say gardening would be so much better if only we could kill all the little animals.
Yeah.
So it's all these little caterpillars. Look, and then he's got his little home in there.
Oh, he's had his wicked... He has.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Look, he's had his wicked way with my bay tree. And I might want to use that in a delicious stock.
Smells good. You might. There's enough left for the stock. Let him have one leaf.
Anyway, Gabby, I brought you over to this depressing-looking bucket because one of the things I've enjoyed growing, and I've found quite relatively straightforward, is growing potatoes. Are you
a potato fan.
A potato fan? Do you like a starchy
can? One of these with some cheese and beans later. Yes, please.
This bucket.
A bucket with cheese and beans.
Yes, please. Well, I couldn't find any potatoes in the garden centre for growing.
Right.
And then it was explained to me, you know, they're just the same. They're just potatoes. So then I just got a potato with, you know, when they get a thing growing off them.
When they sprout.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So I don't know whether it's worked or not. It might be a bit late in the season because all the plant life has basically died off. But I thought we'd have a go.
We're going to find out.
Are you okay using your hands or would you like some sort of fork? I've given you
No, this is good. I would like to... I was going to say I'd like to get my hands dirty, but you've actually given me the... Well, I'd like to get your gloves dirty.
Feel free to get the gloves dirty, Gabby.
Right.
Do you want to...
You have the first pull.
Well, I mean, you can just sort of like pull them up in a... That.
Oh, that's...
Now, to the listeners, we're just pulling up these dead twigs. But then Gabby has had a go.
Two.
Mine had nothing. Gabby's have got two
baby
attached.
Baby potatoes. That is deeply satisfying, isn't it?
There you go. You see?
Bit of mayonnaise on them.
Well, exactly.
One's dropped back in.
One's not ready to come
in. Should I put them over
Someone
here?
Did say to me, if you do use the ones from the supermarket,
yes.
Then they do sometimes end up being a bit smaller. Oh, but then Gabby's pulled out two.
Oh, my
very
word.
Respectable.
They are a very good size.
And it's quite lovely, isn't it, with the root and everything attached. You see what they're all about.
I feel very of the earth.
I think there's something about putting your hand in the earth to get them, like that sort of thing.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's kind of a...
I feel like we should be singing higher head. Some sort of folk song. Some traditional folk song.
Some potato wailing.
Yes.
Song. But look, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Hang on.
Oh, it's like a lucky dip, isn't it?
Should we do apple bobbing? Should we put our faces in? I think that might make it more interesting.
You see?
Mouthful of soil. Oh,
there's
tiny.
A couple there. Some are really tiny.
If you put them in a bowl with some butter and some parsley.
Well, I always think with potatoes, they're sort of a conduit for fat, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like butter or oil or dripping.
That's a good one.
But yeah, and then...
A lardon.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started on a lardon. Oh, my goodness. Yes, please.
I was going to say something inappropriate.
Feel free. It's a fun podcast.
Gabby's
got a really good one there.
That's the biggest.
But the thing is, with this ears, is because I sort of thought they might all be dead because I'd left them in a bit too long.
Are these really? These are real. These are yours.
This is real. I know.
You're making this look easy.
It does feel like a crazy gift, doesn't it? Oh, I thought that was potato.
This is going to feed a family of two.
Oh, there's a leafy one here. This might be a bit more.
That's going to be a jacket. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You see, that's the.
I thought a full jacket potato was going to come out of there.
Cooked.
Yeah, cooked.
No,
that's a shame.
I pulled on a green leafy one there and thinking that would be like very successful. It's actually got nothing to show for itself. It's a quite diminutive little tiny bauble of a...
There's a moral there somewhere. It's not the shiny green things. It's not this one either.
Not the dried up ones either. They've got nothing attached. But sometimes I think they do
I feel like there's
disconnect.
Another one. No, that's a rock.
That's happening.
Hang on. Can I go deeper?
Go deeper. Oh, look. Oh, you are into something there. It does feel like a sort of lucky dip at a Christmas fair. There you go. Our biggest one yet. Gabby, that's wonderful. Size of a tennis ball.
That's good.
That's really good. And that was sort of unattached. So, because I think the way the plant works, it just sort of...
Free range potatoes. That's what you want.
Yeah. They just kind of disconnect and they go off on their own.
That's just mad. This is mindful.
Do you think it is? This I sort of think of as being quite satisfying in that way.
Don't you feel calm doing this?
I wouldn't expect you to do it if you knew those lovely gloves, but if I wasn't doing this for the podcast, I'd just do it with my hands.
Yeah.
And I like that feeling.
Yeah. I'd like to get a dirty nail, I think.
Well, it is. I think I have short nails, so I don't... I say I have short nails.
Specifically for the potato.
For the potato. Well, I say I bite my nails, which sounds even more disgusting, doesn't it? Putting my hands in mud and then...
And then biting them.
I realise I'm just leaving you to do a lot of this now, Gabby.
But
so
I'm clearly enjoying it, aren't I?
But you are enjoying it. This is the thing about, like, container gardening that I think, a bit like you, I've always enjoyed, like, just having a potter around with a pot.
I could do this on a fire escape.
Hey, what fire escape wouldn't welcome you doing this?
Mentally doing wonders for me, this.
It's really, do you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
Because it's surprising, isn't it? You don't know what you're going to get. I realise I'm sort of just
tasking
you with...
Well, you do, Tom, you're going to get a potato.
You're going to get a potato at the end of it.
You do. Could be anything.
Could be a...
Strawberry, a plum, a lasagna. where are we? I feel like there's one big one at the bottom.
Go for it, Gabby, go for it.
Okay, they're not bad,
You know, and... Oh, there's like another layer. Don't be shy.
Is that it? Is that one?
That's what, look at that.
Oh, that's it.
There's another one really deep down.
That's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
We're sifting now.
We're sifting. You can get a proper potato sifter, like a...
This is the way Monty Don does it.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
There's one. You brought up the sticky bit.
That's actually very small.
Oh, well, that's a bit of learning.
But now, we were joking, but that's a bowl full now.
That is, we haven't even done all of it.
Look at that.
Actually, that's just from literally throwing a few ones from the cupboard that I hadn't eaten into the bucket and hoping for the best.
So you put, two potatoes in there?
I probably think I put about five in.
I reckon you've got about 15, 20 there.
And the thing is, and I don't like to get on my high horse, but when they from the garden like that, they are delicious. Like, I'd never had potatoes like it until I'd tasted
them. They actually taste of something. That's like when you have a proper tomato. You know, you go on holiday and have a holiday tomato.
Oh,
first thing I do when I get off the plane.
Really? That's an unusual thing.
Well, I'll go through passport control first, obviously. But then I have a massive tomato. Doesn't need anything.
No. Yeah, lovely. Like, sweetness. I remember you saying your dad likes to
grow a tomato.
Like to grow tomatoes.
Yeah, grows tomatoes. But even those ones taste better. Because a lot of tomatoes in this country, I'm sorry, Marks and Spencer's aside, of course.
Of course, the best ones. They grow them on the Isle of Wight.
I love an Isle of Wight tomato.
Well, they're the best.
They taste of nothing.
A lot of tomatoes do taste of nothing, you're right.
They taste of nothing.
And you have to put a lot of salt on them, I find.
Yeah, but you go on holiday, eat
delicious.
It like an apple.
And also, it's an unusual image,
skipping along.
Skipping along. Tomato juice all down. It ruined your outfit. Stained. But as well, tomatoes and potatoes, I think, are the same family.
Are they?
I'm not sure. Again, one of the flaws of the podcast
cousins.
Is that I don't know, but I think I heard that.
I'm going to look that up after. I feel like cousins rather than siblings, a tomato and a potato.
Yes.
Are you just thinking because they're both round?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Onions, tomatoes and potatoes.
They're exactly the same thing. Just at different stages.
Okay, that needs fact-checking.
That does need this.
But
we're not governed by
I'm
any
gonna
kind
go with
of...
It.
That's the thing about the podcast world. You can say what you like. There's no Ofcom. Right.
Tomato with a holiday crisp and a little beer.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about the tomato.
Would you have it sliced or...
I would normally slice it, but sometimes on a holiday, I will just buy one and just...
I like, but you mentioned onions, a Spanish onion.
Oh, it's a like Spanish a onion, but not to eat like an apple. Come on.
No, to slice, but it's...
With a tomato. Oh. The Spanish onion with the tomato, with a crinkly holiday crisp. My God.
Right. People go on these adventurous holidays. No, thank you. Give bag of crisps and a tomato.
Tomato and an onion.
Well, Gabby, I can't thank you enough for being here with me in the garden, pottering around. I'm so pleased for everything for you and
likewise.
Everything with Changing Ends and everything else as well. It's not just Changing Ends with you. There's so many wonderful things going on.
But the next lot is coming out in November, next series.
Oh, soon?
Yeah,
oh,
really
great.
Soon. They're in the edit now.
So that's November 2025.
Yeah,
November 2025. And that's on ITV1 and ITVX.
Yes, yeah.
Or ITV.
Glad you
ITVX.
Said the year, because people might be listening to this in 2062.
People are going to be listening to this for
as a
millennia.
Time capsule.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be like one of those time capsules that we did at school.
When they used to grow food in the garden rather than sort of...
Do you remember
some,
when people went outside? When people were allowed to go in the sun.
Don't joke.
Yeah, don't joke, it could happen. But on that sorrowful note, well,
thank you
I wonder
so
if you'd like to keep a couple of potatoes to take home.
Could I?
No.
Yes, that was cruel.
Yes,
I'd love to show my son what he could have in a garden.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Don't give me the big ones. Keep those big ones for you and your family.
I'll put them in a bag so you don't have to kind of walk along with them like this, like a little handful of...
I would like to hold them like this.
Having given you gloves so you don't get your hands dirty.
Yeah,
now,
but look, it wouldn't be right.
Wasn't it?
This is the Catherine Cookson bit.
This is very Catherine Cookson.
Oh, look, that's got a little nose.
Oh, hello, a little face to say hello to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, enjoy. Think of me.
I will. When I make my rosti.
When you make your lovely rosti.
I could probably make a rosti.
That would be a brunch. That would be a brunch for you, your son, and probably 2 to 3 gays.
Would you care to join us?
I was angling. Thanks for pottering with me today. I'll be back next week with another lovely guest. Until then, why not click subscribe on my YouTube channel? It's at Tom Allen. Or follow the show on your podcast app so you're always up to date. And if you can leave a little review, 5 stars if you're feeling generous. It really helps other people find the show. Yes. Anyway, thank you. Bye for now.